Hound to Heroes says what it does basically on the tin, really, and it's a fantastic organisation. Tell a little bit about, just to set the scene for listeners, Glenn, a little bit about the organisation, how it started.
Absolutely. So we're an organisation that's been about now since 2010, and it was founded by Alan Parton, who himself had been in the Navy. And long story short, he was injured, had life-changing injuries, and ended up having his life transformed by the provision of an assistance dog. And he decided that there were lots of other people, either in the military or the emergency services, whose lives could be transformed by the provision of an assistance dog as well. So he founded the charity to do just that. And so therefore, for all of these brave men and women who, at the signs of danger, are the people who take a step forward when everyone else is taking a step back, we focus on providing specially trained assistance dogs in order to transform their lives. And they may be people who are currently serving who have served at some time in the past. And so it's wonderful that you've got us on, because it'd be wonderful if any of your listeners know of anyone who could possibly benefit from the provision of an assistance dog, then please get in touch with us.
What's the process for that, Glenn?
So the process would be that we have got a website, and someone could just contact us through a website or contact us via email, and we go through a conversation. And we try to understand, you know, first of all, legitimately, whether people have served in one of the services that we support, because the Charity Commission checks on all of that. And we also understand whether they have got needs that could be met by an assistance dog. So therefore, are there ways in which a dog can help with opening doors, lifting things up if people drop it, getting help, support? And then there's also the kind of the softer emotional side, where people help by having a pet, as we all appreciate pets can help. So we evaluate that. Then we bring the person into our centre in Petersfield in order to meet a number of our dogs to see whether there is an approximate match from the dogs that we have available at any given time. And at that point, we can see that there's an inkling of a partnership. Is there a spark of association there in some way? And the dog, which is kind of coming up to the end of its training, we then start gauging the training and refining the training towards the need of that particular individual. And so, therefore, there is that. It's almost like dating a little bit, isn't it?
I was just thinking that. I sat there listening to you, actually. It's sort of matching the person. I'm guessing that matching the person with the correct dog. Is that fair to say?
You're exactly right, Chris. It's more of an art than a science, to be honest, where dogs have got their personalities, their attitudes, their idiosyncrasies, just as the people have themselves. And so by a process of elimination, we're trying to find the best possible match. And sometimes it's based on these kind of skills, but mostly it's based on personality, because dogs are smart. They're switched on and they find someone and think, do you know what? You're a person that I could work for. And a beautiful thing happens.
And that's the thing, the magic happens, doesn't it? And very intelligent creatures they are too, particularly what you're after there as well. Now, you're also looking up that for you're urgently seeking puppy parents. That's right, Glenn, isn't it?
Exactly. We're in the wonderful situation where, due to the generosity of lots of people, we had a really good fundraising year last year. That means we can take on more puppies in order to help more people. And therefore, what that means is that we're in the position where we can offer your listeners the opportunity to be puppy parents. And we're very conscious that in the current climate, with cost of living, dogs can be incredibly expensive things. And there might be some people thinking, oh, do you know what? I might consider having a dog. I'm not too sure. It's a big investment. It could be for a long period of time. But through working with our charity, people can try before they buy. So therefore, if you're on the fence about having a dog, or you're not sure about the long-term commitment of it, come to us, where we bring on puppies, we give them to puppy parents or people who are potentially within about an hour's perimeter or an hour's distance of either Portsmouth or where we are in Petersfield. And we would give someone a puppy, as well as giving them all the help, support, training, guidance, support, in order to give that dog the best possible start in life. and then people can decide whether they want to work with us for a shorter period of time or a longer period of time.
And generally, what sort of breed do you sort of aim at? Is it the Labrador, Golden Retriever, that kind of thing?
You're exactly right. It's almost as if you were you've done your research.
Just guessing.
We concentrate on Labradors and Golden Retrievers, and through a process of elimination, we just found that they work really well. Their temperament is great. We understand the breed history really well, which means we're highly likely to get a dog which is going to be fit and healthy and have a good life. And also, they have got a fantastic fascination for food, which is a way that we can actually help for the training. They're also robust as well. We've got dogs who are going to be doing a physical task, and so therefore having a dog of a certain size with a certain robustness really helps as well.
Wow. A busy time, I'm guessing, for the organisation now as we head sort of more into sort of the spring-summer months.
Well, it's busy. It's especially busy at the moment because, actually, as I speak to you, we've got two people who are going to be recipients of our dogs actually undertaking what we call our RTC, our residential training course. So once we understand that there is a partnership to be made, we then bring the recipients down. We work with them for an intensive period of a week in order to have a residential training course to let them get to know the dog, understand how to look after them, etc., whether it's them, whether it's their kind of support network round about them. And then after that week, they then go home and then continue to get support from us back at home. So with any luck, fingers crossed, by the end of the week, we'll have two more people walking out through the door with dogs and hopefully having their lives transformed as a result of that.
That's good news, isn't it? That was very good news. Just going back to the puppy parent thing very quickly there, Glenn, just to sort of, you know, really force it... highlight this particular project for our listeners tonight. What's the how long does the process take to be a puppy parent? Is it a long process?
It's relatively short.
Is it? Yeah.
The puppy parent would come in, meet us, have an attend an information session to make sure they're getting into everything with their eyes wide open. We would, and if they're happy with what they hear, then what we would do would be we would visit them in their home to make sure that first and foremost that their living arrangements are suitable for a dog, i.e. you don't have a garden that backs onto a main road, for example, or you're not up 10 flights of steps, and so therefore taking the dog to the toilet in the middle of the night could be a real pain.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's a matter of working with them in terms of what their availability is in order to receive a dog. And as I said, we give them support every step of the way. We also fund every aspect of that. So the puppy parent doesn't have to put their hand in their pocket at all. We pay for the food, we pay for the insurance, we pay for all the vaccinations. And actually, if someone so desires, we would pay expenses for them to visit our weekly training classes in Petersfield as well. So we make sure that the person who is a puppy parent is not disadvantaged in any way and can just purely focus on giving these dogs a wonderful start in life.
It's worthwhile doing, isn't it? It's a worthwhile thing to be involved with, certainly. And it seems the progression of the puppy as well, isn't it, I think?
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a proud parent almost.
And I can talk about that from personal experience because in a prior life, we did a similar type of role for another charity. And in the course of that period, we had 17 dogs that came through our house.
Wow.
And our children are just so delighted and proud of the fact that they will be able to make that contribution, have these special dogs as part of their life for a period of time, see them moving on, and then also have some awareness and information about them, the people that then subsequently received the dogs, and so therefore they could feel that they were a part of that journey, which was tremendous. And also the fact that every kind of 6 months, 12 months, they would have a new puppy, which they just thought was fantastic as well.
Yeah, great stuff for kids, isn't it? Brilliant thing to get involved with from the start. So there's food for thought there for people who are considering getting a dog but just want to dip their toe in. So this is a good way, as you said earlier there, to do that really, isn't it? And get involved with certainly with Hounds for Heroes. And the people listening tonight, Glenn, who are interested tonight and to really think about it seriously, I think, before they actually contact you and, you know, make sure it is for them. How can they do that, Glenn? How can they get in touch with you?
So we have got our website, houndsforheroes.com, where there's all the information. There is a particular section there about applying to become a puppy parent, volunteering to support us. So they can either do that through a web form there or just take the telephone number off the website and give us a call. And do you know what? I would actually say the opposite, Chris. Rather than people thinking about it too much, what's probably best is they contact us and we can talk it through with them and very quickly help them come to the conclusion as to whether it works for them or not.
That's a good way.
To some extent, they don't know what they don't know, and so therefore we can help that with a conversation. We would rather, if anyone was in any doubt at all, that they contact us rather than think, oh, maybe not, maybe not. And this could be whether you're a single person, a couple, a family, elderly, younger, whatever it is, because we want a variety of experiences for our puppies. So don't think that it's not for you. Please get in touch and we can help you come to that conclusion.
Brilliant. That's a good way to look at it, actually, Glenn. Never thought of that. So, yeah, brilliant stuff. Glenn, it's been a pleasure talking to you, sir. It's lovely to come back to you if we can later on in the year, see how you're doing as well. I'm sure there's plenty more we can talk about as the year goes on.
We're delighted to share that journey with your listeners.
Bless you, Glenn. Well done for all the work that you're doing and continue to do. But and our regards to everyone there. But Glenn Grant, for now, from Hounds for Heroes, thanks for coming on tonight. Good to talk to you. All right, we'll chat soon. Cheers. Take care. Bye, Glenn. Bye-bye. Glenn Grant there from Hounds of Heroes chatting to us here on Express this week. It's worthwhile doing, particularly if you get involved in that. And do Google search. That's where you find all the information there. Just type in Hounds of Heroes. You'll get all the information that you need to know here at Express this week. Now, it's 17 minutes away from 8.